Energy Stew with Peter Roth, Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And we're going to embark on another show about evolving consciousness. We're all going to be a new consciousness. And to do that, we have the author of a new book having to do with consciousness. Fabulous new book. And I've known about the progress of this book for a long time because the author is a good and old friend of mine. And I'm so glad that she's on the show. And I want to start off with a question to her. So, Diane Collins, do you quantum think?
That's a trick question, isn't it, Peter? Actually, yes, I do. And I know you're saying that because that's the title of my book, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. And the idea of it, if you get to page two, is that the idea of it is that you are quantum thinking as you're reading. And that is really the intent of the book and how it's working for people. So far, so good.
Well, I like the way that you bring people into it, because talking about thinking can sound kind of dry even and cumbersome even, because we all think in perhaps different ways and we, as we probably should. And yet we start the book and all of a sudden you're our best friend.
That's right, because you're quite right, because most people, Peter, as you know, identify thinking with a cognitive function. I call it mentalizing. And today, what we're interested in, all of us, is really living what I call fully dimensionally. So your work subtle energy and all of the things that people are interested in today, spirituality and a spiritual connection, and really getting connected at a higher consciousness. So when you put this all together, what I realized is that thinking takes place in a system, like everything in the universe, as a system. And this was my great revelation, is that if you want to change the world or if you want to change something about your life, it's not just going to work, you know, one step at a time, you know, or as I say, one thought at a time. I don't think so. So how do we do it then? How do we make a shift from the way we've been conditioned by an old worldview system that began in the 17th century, known as the Industrial Age, and make the shift today to a quantum age way of thinking, this fully dimensional way of thinking, and actually integrate that so that we're living it, not just knowing it?
Well, for us older folk, at least for me, I noticed that we are all from an age where everything was so much more linear and slower, much, much slower. And now this is a world that is topsy-turvy, upside down, running at hyperspeed, and we can't think in the same ways. If we do, we're just left behind.
That's exactly it. So when you look at it, and, you know, I met many years ago, I happened to be fortunate to meet Dr. Fred Alan Wolf, who your listeners may know is, he's a quantum physicist who has written a lot of books, very important books, because he explains in layman's terms, what is all this quantum buzz about? And he really showed me that as scientists make discoveries, they invent new language, and it comes into our thinking and then into our culture and starts to shape the way we have results in life. So, for example, the term quantum leap. Well, that came into the language around the year 1927 when Max Planck, father of quantum physics, discovered that energy doesn't move in smooth, continuous ways. It bursts in leaps. So how did today we realize that we're using that term all the time, right? Quantum leap, right. Something discontinuous with the past, something that makes an instantaneous shift. So to answer, you know, what you're asking about, how do we make this shift when all of us, not just the older, well, yes, if you haven't been born in the last 10 years, but even if you have, because the culture is still conditioned by the old world way of thinking, which is analysis, take step by step. It's the how-to culture. Well, how do I make a change? Well, take these 10 steps or 3 steps and you'll do it. And yet the nature of nature doesn't work that way, according to cutting-edge science, according to quantum science.
Yeah, yes, and also I remember something that Bruce Lipton said on this show not long ago. He's the author of Biology of Belief. And he was saying that if we are trying to change the world this way, trying to figure it out step by step by step, it's not going to work. We might have some improvement, but we're not seeing it in a quantum way. So he doesn't think that we can actually shift this planet until we can get to those quantum places.
And exactly.
And so that's what's, you know, so important about your book is that you are hand-holding us through this, and you don't like to call it change, let's call it transformation.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, what I've done, the book is in two parts. It's like part one, wake up. And it's written kind of cheeky. I know you looked at it a little bit, and you know my personality from our relationship. It's saying, okay, you're going to evolve. So is it going to be conscious awakening? You know, is it going to be crisis awakening or conscious awakening? So the old world view works in, you know, in terms of circumstantial evidence. That's one of the factors of that system. And this is when you look at it, it's an either or reality. It's, you know, conservative, liberal, Palestinian, Israeli, you know, it happens all day long, just even personally. So when we make the shift, it's actually, so the part one, wake up. Okay, what are we waking up to? We're waking up to that we really are a human race, have never really gotten along. I mean, we have all the wisdom available at the touch of a smartphone, and we're still not living it. Why not? Well, what I'm saying is because that old world view was in many ways, it gave rise to machines, so not to be insulting, but in many ways we've become automatic and mechanical too in our thinking. Even the most conscious of us, even the most aware, the ones who are attempting, you know, to consciously evolve, to ascend, or whatever words you put it into, even we have these automatic habits of thinking. Okay, so how do we make the shift? Part two, is the quantum think system of thinking. I put together 21 principles that have us thinking from the system rather than looking at it from a more limited view. So, you know, what is the system? The observer effect. That what we hold in our awareness, in our consciousness, is our reality. So when you become aware of your own automatic ways of thinking, automatic ways of being, automatic ways of your own voice tone, that becomes automatic too. I borrow a term from science, least action pathway, the way the energy goes because it's been that route before. When you can see it in the moment and you can interrupt it, then you can use the quantum principles that enable us to create what we do want in that moment. Well, and it really is a mastery practice.
What I like is that you're creating a new vocabulary of thinking. So you're actually showing us how to move from our old archetypal methods that haven't gotten us anywhere. At least they might have, but they've gotten us to a place where we have to dramatically shift.
That's a good point.
So right. we're in this need right now of living in a world where nobody knows how to talk to each other, because we're mostly facing these old methods of thinking and holding them against each other. And one of the distinctions that you make here and that stands out right now as very important to understand is that most thinking in politics, in economics, everything is either or thinking.
You know, that's exactly
right.
Yes, either or thinking. And you know, what I'm saying is quantum think as a system, which my husband and I have been actually presenting in corporations, in government agencies, in the federal government,
and to Peter Roth,
to public. But right now, you know, it's been very, until my book came out, this is what's making it available now to everyone. And so what happens is, when you practice the method, which I call the art of distinguishing, a new world view of learning, like how do you make these quantum shifts? You know, you're talking about the world has never really changed. Yes, we've developed things, and the development of technology, of course, has helped us to see, as you've so aptly put, that we better make the big shift now. Everyone knows it, that this is the time. So when you look at how are we going to do this change, well, it's going to have to be a quantum leap kind of a shift, where enough people on this planet, a critical mass of people, actually shift to this more expanded consciousness, and so that we go into what I was going to say, the art of distinguishing. This is how it happens, the quantum shifts, because you consciously, with awareness, bring something into your present moment awareness in such a way that it alters your relationship to it forever. So, for example, in our culture, we don't really learn that we think in a system, and that the system is guided by the worldview, the predominant worldview, what we believe to be true about the nature of reality and how it works. Well, we know we're in a quantum world, but we're still functioning the old way.
Now, so Diane,
yes.
I want to just say that I think that we are seeing in the outside world the opportunities for the world to need to make this change, not because of the chaos, or let's just say not because of the confusion and the unhappiness that's going on, but more about technology, electronic technology, computer technology is moving so fast that nothing stays the same from minute to minute, and we have to rethink. Look how marketing has had to rethink itself in the last several years, and now most people know that social marketing is probably the best way to get new products across and reaching people through their internet different networks, and so it's, you have to change your thinking, and we're now being forced to do that in many ways that we weren't forced before. So this is so helpful now for you to distinguish it. In other words, to give it its characteristics to help us understand how to think better to go along with constant change in the world around us.
Right. And I think you're bringing up, you know, one of the really key factors, you know, which is when you look in the world today, there's three, you know, undeniable conditions. One is the accelerating rate of change because of technology. And actually in science, it's a fact that everything is accelerating and it's not looking like it's going to slow down. Secondly, the increasing complexity and number of choices. And thirdly, there's a certain unfathomable, really, uncertainty. So you take these three things, right? The complexity, the uncertainty, the acceleration of change, and it's what you're saying, Peter. It's like, how are you going to keep up with this? So people are like burning out, or they go into the either or. Well, I'm going to simplify my life. I'm not saying that's, you know, a bad or good idea. I'm just saying the either or, that's kind of in the background of our system of way of thinking, will tell you, cut it out, you know, pare it down. Rather than, well, if this is how the world works, if fundamentally, you know, and this is also science, in quantum physics we look at it's not about science, about how the discoveries of science can shape the way we think. So we do this proactively. Oh, why don't we just learn the quantum principles, which function beyond time? The internet functions beyond time. So rather than getting into the overwhelm, or as you say, the sadness, or even the, you know, the resignation of, oh my God, are we ever going to be able to, you know, pull this out and get people connected, for example, that the earth is a living being, you know, a living entity, and that it's the host of our life. Let's start, you know, in business moguls, let's start thinking of it that way and start manufacturing that way. And all of it, that's how it becomes the system. So as you're saying, you make the leap. One of the quantum think distinctions is called beyond time. So if we're in this society which functions beyond ordinary chronological time, beyond the limits of physical space, you know, with everything basically, the big part of our society today is virtual, then what I'm saying and putting, you know, as providing the pathway to is, let's start thinking in sync with the way things work rather than the way they don't.
Well, I'm thinking in terms of like computer programming, and there's a new approach that I don't know much about. I'm just using my imagination about it. But computers have gotten so fast that the normal rows and columns of ways of thinking and how they can speed that up so they can give you the answers you need as quickly as possible in as many ways as possible finds its limitations. And now there's something new that sounds like it's what you're talking about. It's called cloud computing. And it's more free form. And it allows things to fall into place, I guess you might say, more intuitively. And so then the computer then can respond more to changing circumstances. And so that's how you're asking our minds to operate also, is to get rid of those rows and columns.
That's exactly it. Because, and you know, here's the thing about the rows and columns that I like to point out, so we don't go into, you know, what I refer to as old worldview thinking. It's not like the old worldview is bad, the new worldview is good. That would be another either or. But it's that we're already quite adept at the rows and columns, you know, kind of thinking, linear, analytical. So the idea is when you're able to distinguish quantum thinking from that way of thinking, classical, let's call it, you have a choice. Most of the time, when you don't make these distinctions, you know, it's just running. And, you know, for example, I like what you're saying about the cloud, and I know that's is the big thing now is quantum computing, because it's more matching the nature of the nature of reality. And as you say, if we could condition ourselves to think that way, where we can go, you know, with so much information, how are we going to know where to go? Well, you're right. You go right to your intuition. You know, Peter, as you know, in our traditional education, because the whole institution is based on the old worldview, we don't learn to use our intuition. We don't, you know, and this is part of your profession as an intuitive, that, you know, as a profession, I mean, that wouldn't even be considered in the way that our educational system is structured today. But if you start literally living from this more expanded, more accurate and up-to-date worldview, the quantum worldview, then that's going to change the society, because people are going to start thinking, well, wait a minute, you know, we should be teaching intuition.
Right. If people, and I do teach intuition, and if people could only know how my mind operates, because there's so many times when people say, you're so smart about that. How do you know so much about that? You know, and I look at them and I say, well, the interesting thing is that I don't know anything. I'm coming from a place of a clean slate mind. I'll go into a situation totally mindless and ask for higher guidance, for my intuition to talk to me and give me what I need to know. And it does it in ways that I'm not familiar. In other words, I'm not controlling it. I'm not trying to have it make sense to me. And often I say to people, let me tell you what I'm hearing, and it doesn't make any sense to me. And they say, well, it makes perfect sense to me. And, you know, because I've answered their questions from a place that I don't know, and I'm even, you know, being honest about that. I don't know what I'm talking about. But this is what I'm hearing that you need to know.
Well, yeah. You see, you're operating from a quantum worldview because, and it's exactly a perfect metaphor about the cloud in computing, because we are in a sea of intelligence. This is one of the most important, you know, flip arounds that science went from the industrial age to the quantum age, is that we're not a matter-based universe. We're a mind-based universe. So what you're doing is we're actually connecting. So the internet is also a perfect metaphor, because there's all this, right, intelligence. Now what happens is when you're, as you know, I'm just distinguishing in the conversation with you, when you get your clarity, and as you say, not filling up with an already automatic way of knowing or answer, which I call it's a practice in quantum thing, to listen from not knowing. Listen from not knowing, which we don't do automatically. We automatically listen from knowing. But you're consciously listening from not knowing as a conscious act. And what happens is your clarity in your own field of energy, intelligence, awareness, is making the right connecting. You're asking the higher mind, you're asking the higher intelligence, however one likes to relate to it, infinite intelligence, knowing that you can connect into anything in the field. So you don't have to acquire information like we used to learn, you know, in school, memorize this and then repeat it back
right
out.
I've been able to give scientists scientific information that I have no idea what I'm talking about, and they go, that's just what I've been looking for.
And, that's brilliant.
Yeah, and it is brilliant, and yet I don't take credit for it. All I take credit for is allowing myself to be in that cloud.
Right. You're that connecting point.
Right. And so I'm kind of a messenger, a vehicle for them to use a cloud that they could use themselves if they knew how. And that's why I'm saying it's so important for people to see this process at work and to realize its brilliance. You know,
yes.
you understand that, and you're helping people find their brilliance.
That's my intent. Thank you for saying it. And, you know, we are, since my book just came out, really, it was in pre-release a few months, but it came out on last week, June 15th. And we've been getting just so many great letters from people because you know what it is, Peter? It's like, it's not like I know something that you don't know, you know, or a reader. It's that this knowledge with a capital K, you know, this wisdom is available. We're connected to it. When you start to really think from a holistic and holographic principle and realize in your experientially, that you're connected to all of this, what happens is when someone distinguishes it for you, as you just did about the intuitive faculty, then you connect to it. You know, like, how do you connect? And so I get letters from people saying, wow, you know, I've been thinking this way, but I never knew it, and I didn't have the words to put around it. And this is really what it's all about, is when you see it as the system that it really does give you. And it's, you know, in quantum leap terms, there is no pathway. It's like, how does it happen? You know, can this really happen so quick? Yes, that's the nature of a quantum leap. In one moment, you're in one state. In the next moment, you're in another state, and there's no visible, traceable pathway to how that happened. It's an energetic intelligence consciousness shift that's instantaneous. So when you do it from the whole system of principles, then you just literally start living that way.
Well, you know, your book has been, as you said, you were in pre-release for a while, and you've gotten some testimonials. Now, normally I look at testimonials in books just to see, you know, get some perspective on how other people are holding it. And the difference with your testimonials is that they just went on for pages. And I said, well, this is a book in itself.
It is. But you know what? Because in the spirit of the art of distinguishing, I don't know, you know, my publisher, the editor, they liked the whole thing. When I, you know, asked for testimonials from quantum thinking, you know, clients and participants in our programs, and so they had the real experience, and I would give them the book as an early reader. They were able to distinguish for readers just in their testimonial. So that's really the idea, is you're looking at it and saying, well, you know, what did anyone else say about this? What did they get from it? So the publisher left it in.
Now, I want to just finish up here. We only have a couple of minutes left in this show. And this has been a great introduction to what you're teaching us in your book, Do You Quantum Think? And new thinking that will rock your world, not only the world, but your world, because it has to come from each person being in a quantum reality.
Right.
And so I want to thank you for one thing to be on the show, but I want to continue this conversation with you in a subsequent show, because I'd like to help the audience have a sense of the kinds of distinctions that you're talking about, and
right.
help walk them through this a bit so they'll even be hungrier to buy your book.
Good. I mean, I'd love that. You know, and it's just, this is the old shameless plug. Of course I want everyone to read it, because I want a quantum thinking world, you know, not because I, as you know, I'm just a vehicle, just like we all are vehicles of wisdom. Unique to us. So I'm the vehicle. This comes through. as you say yourself, you know, I didn't know anything, but I could give the scientific knowledge. It's like, this has been, you know, it's like, hi,
right.
God tapped me on the shoulder.
Right.
Okay, you're doing this.
Introduction. And, right.
I want everyone to do it. So.
Right. You know, it's great. I'm so happy that you got this book out there. And I'm speaking to Diane Collins. Do You Quantum Think? Name of your, the title of your book. And how can people reach you?
They can reach me at, the best way is to reach me by email if they want to just, you know.
Or they might just want to go on a website and look.
You can go on a website, quantumthink.com. That's spelled Q-U-A-N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, U-M as in Mary, and the word think.com. And by next week, my new website will be up also, DianeCollins.com, DianeCollins.com.
Diane Collins, then. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
We're going off the air right now, so I really appreciate you being a guest on Energy
Stew.
Thank
you so much.
Sure. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at Progressive Radio Network. And I can be reached at Peter at Heart River, HEART River.org. Thank you so much for listening.